Hello, again, me. I will be taking over this presentation for now. I hope James does show up at some point and can go more into detail. But I will basically be going over some of the things that we are doing with the Open Power Foundation. So some of this is repeat of what I did in the Ask Me Anything. So if you have any questions, just ask me. I will switch between the presentation and the content that James would normally go over. So the power ecosystem is now governed by the Open Power Foundation. So the foundation tries to steer the technical advancement of this system. And in that way, the foundation has been putting out specifications for quite a while. It will continue to do so. And it has in the past created a few reference designs. And it's been well, it has in the past done a lot of work around things like specifications, but also things like reference designs, but mostly hardware based. Now, behind that was a whole bunch of toolings, mostly proprietary toolings, given that they came from a commercial world. Surely and steadily, some of these have been migrated to open source projects. So the documentation, initially in a proprietary format, now became an open format. Now, in the second phase, we are actually having multiple versions of the documentation. And so we have the ability to actually have these other documents or other document formats. So from the proprietary, we went to DocBooks. From DocBooks, we now support DocBooks, LaTeX, but also standard Markdown. So it makes it easy for people to contribute. And in doing so,
Can you hear me?
yeah, I can hear you now.
Sorry about that.
So yeah, no. Then you can take over again.
Yeah, so I mean I kind of wanted this presentation to be more about what we're doing in terms of direction and what we've been working on in the last couple months as a foundation, and kind of we're naming it Open Power Foundation 2.0. And it's really about these really making the foundation kind of a user-friendly, developer-friendly focused foundation where anybody can come, regardless of whether you're an actual member or not, and start interfacing and engaging with the foundation. And to that end, we really needed to update kind of the tooling that we already had in place. So Tashan, I'm not sure if you already had gone through some of the web systems that we had set up.
No, I literally just started a few minutes, so you
Okay.
can go through everything.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll be actually making an announcement on this coming week around it. I want to take some time to kind of showcase what we're actually up to and what we've been doing. So if how would I share screen here? So.
The third button, you see a window with an arrow. And then you can do that. Let me check.
Or actually, if it's okay, why don't you? Can you drive the go into the website and the kind of web systems, and I can talk through some stuff?
Let me see if I have that presentation up. Okay. Let's Okay. Well, you.
Yeah. So, I mean, the first thing that we wanted to do and accomplish in kind of moving this is we had a our current website and kind of the back end and all the tools around it was a kind of a closed system that was a monolith. It wasn't updatable. It didn't really lend itself to the developer community, as well as it was really kind of firewalled. So only members would able to see and view pretty much any of the documentation around power and not really engage and kind of from the outside before they decided if they wanted to become a member. So one of the first things that we wanted to do was actually move away from that system and utilize fully open source solutions and websites that can be fully automated so that we can have this kind of ease of use of updating content, pushing content out there. So one of the first systems that we decided to kind of upgrade and update was our website, and moving away from a WordPress, even though that's open source, we wanted something that was fast, secure. And so we've actually stood up our own Hugo-based static website. And this is all based, and the workflow is based on Git. So if Tashaun, if you can actually, if you want to showcase kind of the website right now, if
I'll put the link in the in the chat because I switching Windows is going to be a little bit complex.
Okay. So the whole point of this is we wanted something that was really speedy. It was in terms of a look and feel, it was more modern, also very easy in terms of engaging and kind of minimalist in its focus. One of the things that we always got some feedback on was like, how can I find stuff? Where is it located? And it was just, it wasn't properly organized, I think, in the iteration that we had before. And so what we really tried to do is strip down and make it very clean, very intuitive, and then resources readily available so you can actually get access to it. And these resources are available to anybody. Obviously, there's some things that are only available to members, but you'll easily come in, be asked for authentication if you come across material that's not publicly available. And the other thing that we really wanted to do was kind of almost centralize, have a place of centralizing where other resources might be across the internet that are related to power that we don't necessarily host ourselves, or it would just take too much time to actually host everything. So we're really trying to make it that we are the first stop you come to for power-related, open power-related technologies. And then there might be other assets hosted on other websites that we point to, but basically want to make sure that we're aggregating as much as possible, organizing that so that we can give you a very clear definition of what you need if you're developing software for power, or if you're developing silicon for power, or if you're developing systems for power. These are the kind of resources that you're looking at. These are the kind of resources that you'll need. And then the other kind of aspect of this was we really wanted to focus on how do we get new developers in, how do we get them engaged, and so that's meeting them where they already are. So that's through GitHub, that's through Git mostly, and through other chat services. So for instance, we actually stood up our own discourse forum and discussion forum, and everything that we've actually stood up, we have like 10 new systems up and running. Is actually fully open source and hosted on our member cloud. And then it's also running on Power Systems. So we're actually dogfooding everything here. And if we come across an open source project that we want to utilize, but maybe it doesn't have the compatibility yet, or doesn't have the features that we really want, then we're actually already engaging with them to update that to make sure that it does work on Power. So we're really trying to push forward on engaging with other open source communities to make sure that everything that we want and that you guys are already using, potentially other places, already runs on Power, and to kind of showcase the ease of use of getting things onto Power. So we have our Git-based system. It's called Git-T, so it's open source, self-hosted Git. We actually have this synced across into GitHub, so we now have repos that were fully just on GitHub are now synced across into our Git-based system, as well as we're syncing it to GitLab. So some people, you know, depending on what your choices are and what your preferences are, you might want to go through GitHub, you might want to go through GitLab, or you can actually create your own ID with us and have access through our own Git system. And then we stood up a whole number of things such as kind of our member, well, member portal, where actually it's kind of integrated into the website itself. So it's just authentication and permissioning through our website. So if you go to our new website, you'll actually be able to just log in if you're a member, and that'll give you access to all the resources. If you're not a member, you'll just be asked for either to join or to engage with us in another way. And so we also have some social platforms that we've been standing up. So we have the Discourse, but we also have our chat system, which is a Mattermost, so open source Mattermost, basically a Slack clone. And that is actually integrated and bridged across to Slack. It's also bridged across into a number of other channels, IRC being one of them. So I know this is a lot of people who are diehard IRC fans. And so again, the whole point is to meet you guys where you already are and to try and engage with other open source communities. And this just makes it easier for us to start expanding the breadth of where we are in the ecosystem and the open source communities. And then, so we also have, we also have all of our social channels and whatnot, but one of the key things that we wanted to get across is if we're putting out news or blogs or posts or PR, we wanted to make it easy for our community to actually do that themselves instead of having to go through necessarily a human and to get that. So we wanted automation is very key here. So again, one of the things that we have is you'll be able to submit any kind of news that you have related to power through our website and actually through Git itself and just create a pull request. This is the blog that I would like to showcase. Goes through our ticketing system that we stood up, and then it'll just be approved and pushed to our site and also automated in the future to be pushed to tweets and all kinds of other social things. So the goal here is to accelerate what we're doing and helping you guys engage with us and making it very, very easy to engage with the foundation. And then, you know, we're focusing on the whole Git backend, but also just the website itself. We have technical resources. We've kind of reorganized how our technical resources are done. We still have our Open Power ready. So if you have products that you want to get certified, we're making that very easy to actually push through a form to get your product certified, and that'll be pushed automatically up onto the site with links to your products, as well as explanations of what the products is doing. Same thing with other resources that you might need. So making it very simple and intuitive to get access to that. This whole point of this endeavor was really to kind of retool the foundation. And now moving forward, so we have a number of projects that we're targeting this year. They're really trying to make progress on, I think one of the major feedbacks that we have is access to lower cost systems. So we do have right now the ability for people to buy reduced priced AC922s, if you're interested in that. It's basically less than $5,000 for a whole box, which is pretty amazing considering the original cost of those systems. But we know that that's still really high for your typical developer. And so one of the other initiatives is around the PowerPi, which I've talked about before. And so we're really looking for people to help and engage in that. So we've already have the kind of the outline of what we're trying to accomplish there. Some of the means of development for the silicon itself, working potentially with fab houses, as well as potential open shuttle situations where we can get that on. For much reduced, lower cost, or potentially even free. And so this is one of the work groups that we're really looking for engagement with, and help in developing that, because I think that's a could be a game changer for Power and getting it in the hands of the developers to start working with Power, understanding Power, as well as porting software to Power, and just doing fun stuff with a kind of a Raspberry Pi type-esque device. And then, yeah, we also have, so for events like this, we've also stood up our own CFPs and portals and registrations, as well as we'll be standing up this for academics and kind of work groups around that. And we'll be standing up a new ambassador program later this year as well. The hope there is not only from an academics perspective, but also from getting more people engaged in promoting the kind of initiatives that we have going on. And we're planning on working with a number of other LF projects associated with doing ambassadorships and kind of helping them along in promoting the different technologies related to Power. So we have a number of things going on here, as you can see from the list that Tishan's showing. All this is related to just making it easier to engage. I think the next couple months is where we're really going to push for reaching out to people in our community, reaching out to other open source communities, and seeing how we can actually engage on different projects together. We're always looking for other open source communities to engage with us to see where it overlaps we have and to make sure that they understand the benefits of Power moving forward. So, Tishan, did you have any other slides from this?
Not in this one, but I can put up another presentation. 1 second. So this is the structure one with all the work groups in there.
Not seeing anything right now.
Okay. Still nothing?
No, just your avatar. Well, as it's going along, I'd like to just open it up to kind of questions and what you guys are looking for in engaging with the foundation, what's on top of mind from you guys, where we can help if you have news to promote or if you have new products that you're putting out, or if you're interested in engaging with a specific work group that we have going on. And I think that you guys can just ask the questions in the chat.
Yep. So yeah, Luke is mentioning that he got Linux 5.7 running on LibreSoc.
Oh, wow.
So that's one of the previous presentation where he goes about demonstrating that he was able to boot up Linux and that he was doing simulations with similar infrastructure for Microbot and LibreSock. And that it didn't take him a lot of effort to actually do that.
Right. That's great. And have they made any kind of announcements with that? I would love to help promote that.
I don't think so yet, because I think he just cleared it up. And he mentions, of course, his RFC draft that he wants to get in. Yes, Peter, it still takes 9 hours, but we will work on getting that down to 9 seconds. Obviously, that means it's going to take some time. Part of the LibreBMC project is to make that more in line with what we currently know of current hardware. The LibreBMC wants to use ECP5 and the Artix A7 from Xilinx. The other one is from Lattice. So the two most prominent FPGA.
Well, that's great. That's good news. Well, yeah, Tashan, do you want to give any kind of updates on some of the other work groups? Can you hear me, Tashan?
Who will be pushing that forward and reaching out to open source initiatives to get them to be a first-class citizen. We then have LibreBMC, which is the one where we want to promote open hardware-based BMC. So that would be not just the open power stack, the Open BMC stack, but also the LibreBMC stack, so a hardware-based. It's going to be an FPGA-based one, which automatically means that we need to do the effort to make soft cores available. Currently, it's Microbot. LibreSock is another soft core, and there are other ones we are working to get streamlined in that way. We then have the memory sig, which is mostly promoting OMI and interacting with the Open Copy Consortium. We have the machine learning AI sig, which is interacting with the LF AI and data. So there we want to work closely together and make sure that all the projects that the Linux Foundation is supporting, that we can also support those and enhance them. We have PowerPy, like James and I already mentioned, which is a single board computer we would like to create at a reasonable price. So we do have these 5K machines, but it's not possible for all developers to have that. These 5K machines are actually rack servers, so it's not something you can just keep on your desk. You could still put it under your desk, but it would still be fairly loud. So we want developers to be able to have access in a more developer fashion, like under your desk, on your desk, or something like that. Then we have the HPC SIG that's being created, which is working closely together with the OCP HPC. So that's another active group. They will be having reference designs, but they will also be consuming some of those resources like the LibreBMC, OMI, to create hardware or reference hardware that is specifically optimized for high-performance computing. We then have the storage in the cloud and the scalable DC SIGs, which are new ones. We are still standing up. But again, there, the storage one is mostly like, how can we do storage acceleration? How can we get NAS software or NAS manufacturers interested? Power has been very I/O optimized, so we need to leverage those advantages again. For cloud, we will most probably be working with what is under DLF, so the CNCF, the Edge, but also projects like OpenStack, so that we can make sure that Power is again a first-class citizen. And scalable DCs are is the SIG we want to do to create reference designs, but we also have the ability to build scale-out machines, which are much more easier to implement in smaller infrastructure. So we do have a lot of manufacturers targeting the enterprise market or the hyperscaler market, but we seem to have lost some of the scalable, so the mid-market range, and so we want to create more interest around that and make sure that that stays alive. We will remain having our technical work groups. So those are the ones that create specifications,